The Atlantic Access Podcast is a presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca.
Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Awesome songs performed by Atlantic Canada's finest recording artists. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thank you and welcome to episode 219. We're going to feature Ana Luisa Ramos this week and the brand new album Solaris. Ana easily has one of the more charming voices you will hear on Canada's East Coast. Now based out of St. John's, Newfoundland, Labrador, Ana is native Brazilian and has taken all of that southern Brazilian charm with her in her music. She has a very impressive resume, and this is only her second album release at her new home. And a note, if you or someone you know has recently become a parent for the first time, or have a deep well of love for someone or something in your life, the songs featured in this album will give you extra satisfaction. And so we begin with the prologue. This is Ana Luisa Ramos from the album Solaris on Atlantic Access.
Eternos tem nós.
On Atlantic Access this week, it's the music of Ana Luisa Ramos, and a name that is perhaps not too familiar to folks listening. So let me give you a little bit of a recap of this wonderful talent. She is from Brazil and joined the children's choir at a young age, eventually making her way to an orchestra at the age of 14, not too shabby. She also participated in various operas and musicals, concerts, and cantatas, joining the youth choir of the state of Sao Paulo in Brazil, and moving on from there, she picked up a first place prize in a young talent contest in the voice category. She definitely is a natural talent, and I want to thank Anna very much for taking the time to join us for a little bit today. Thank you.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much. What a lovely introduction.
Nowadays, you are in Atlantic Canada, spending time in Newfoundland, Labrador, and a couple of years ago, you became a mom for the first time, huh?
Yeah, that's correct. I moved to St. John's in Newfoundland in 2019, late 2019. And since then, I became a mom to a beautiful 2.5-year-old daughter.
And that is the basis of the album that we're featuring. The album is called Solaris. The definition of Solaris, it's of the sun. And you say how this album and all the songs were inspired by, you know, having a young child in your life over the past 2.5 years. So I'm wondering about the correlation between that event and being of the sun.
Yeah, so I think that love in general, it's vital, right? At least is what I think it makes us humans, right? It's like the relationships and love, I think it's the base of it. So I wanted to bring in the name of the album something that would be similar to love in our lives, and the sun being so vital to the human life, right? And actually, and using also a Latin, which is the mother song, would be a nice thing to bring this name.
Oh, it's a natural connection, eh? That's for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of people have babies and they are creative. And every once in a while we hear like a song, you know, that somebody releases that is inspired by a child or a young or a birth even. Mm-hmm. Now, in your case, Anna, it's a full album. the joy of being able to exercise your art while, you know, being inspired by such a an important event in your life.
The main theme of the album is love. And the appearance of love in the album is not only like the love for your child, but also like the romantic love, a love for a place or to a feeling. But I think that since maybe half of the songs are about like the motherhood and all, the thing is, I couldn't not write that. It was like bigger than me. And even now, for me, making music, it needs to be true to myself. The way that I think about music and art is it needs to be like very clear and needs to be very real to you. So for me, like making this album, it was like very natural because it was what I was feeling and what I was seeing and doing at that moment.
The next song that we want to play actually was the first sign that we had that the album was coming. It's a song called Clouds.
It was a song that I wrote in a day, in a specific day, that I felt that I was able to do it all. And in life, we need to choose all the time. And in this first 2 years, of having a baby, and I live far away from my family, it's the three of us all the time. We need to choose well what we do, what we don't do, what we our plans and everything. But that day, I felt that maybe I could manage it all, you know? Maybe it's something from my generation, but we want to do it all. We want to have it all. So that's what the song's about. But it's also about beauty. I wrote the song when I was, after almost 3 years, like, without being able to travel there, or because of the pandemic, or because then I had a small kid. So I had my mom traveling with us, and it was summer in Brazil, so the landscape was beautiful, like the tall green trees, the beautiful sun, the big fields. So the song, like, it's a little bit about that experience.
And it paints a wonderful picture. It's the song Clouds from Ana Luisa Ramos and the album Solaris, now on Atlantic Access.
While holding your hat with my hand, seeing pictures of the nature living the perfect life,
the tall green trees,
the vastness of the land,
the long, long road.
dream. I watch you in your sleep, an angel in the real world, bringing light and blessings, turning my life upside down, making my days worthwhile, making my days worthwhile. My girl clears the air that I breathe, calm as the ocean. Nearby, deep as the waters that surround. Happier than ever, with us in your life, my heart was filled with all the love. My heart was filled with all the
This week on Atlantic Access, it's Ana Luisa Ramos and music from her brand new album. It's called Solaris, and we just heard the song Like a Dream of it. But I want to take you back a little bit to 3 years ago. You were awarded the Jazz Artist of the Year Award by Music Newfoundland Labrador for what really was your first album produced at your new home. What did that mean to you?
An amazing surprise, because I really wasn't expecting. That's what it was, my first album here in Canada. When you are an immigrant, like a newcomer, and you're still like trying to find yourself in this new community, how can you be part of it? It was a beautiful recognition. It was very special. It still is.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, I think I saw somewhere in the credits to the album Solaris that it's a project that has tentacles. It's Canada and also Brazil. We talked about that. But I believe there's an American connection, too, in the U.S. So there seems to be a real team that kind of had to get behind this, eh?
I recorded the vocals and the acoustic guitar here in Newfoundland, but the piano and all the arrangements were made in Nashville by Daniel Bondachuk. He's Brazilian, but he's based in the USA for the past 10 years now.
Okay.
And like also the mix and the master was made here in Canada, in Louisport, in central Newfoundland. Percussion, the horns, string quartet, bass were all recorded in Brazil.
You cover a lot of territory when you put together a project.
Definitely.
But I mean, it makes sense, right? You want to record and you want to do projects with the people that you've known through your professional life.
Everyone who was involved, I knew who I wanted. That was also pretty special.
We're going to just wrap up here with a couple of songs. We're going to finish it with I See Myself in You, which is, I think, every parent can relate to, will be able to relate to that as we play it. The next one we want to play, though, is, I hope I get the pronunciation correct, Ser Saudade?
Yes, Ser Saudade.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. So Ser Saudade, so it's a very Portuguese word.
Okay.
Something like longing for... Mm-hmm. someone or something, but in a beautiful way. So the song is about my late grandpa. So okay. Unfortunately, he passed away during the pandemic.
Oh, sorry.
And
to hear that.
Yeah, so I was never able to see him in person during this time, or when he was in the hospital, and he was never able to meet my daughter, right?
Oh, yeah.
In his memory, but not in a sad way. Because he was a person full of life and joy. And my grandpa, he was like one of the most amazing people ever. Everybody loved him.
Sure.
And he became like the grandpa of everyone.
Oh,
right?
So, yeah, yeah. The whole village, so, right?
Yeah, like the whole village. Like all my friends called him grandpa. Like my husband saw him like a grandpa, you know?
Well, Anna, I just want to take a second to thank you very much for sharing your talents and your feelings, you know, with everyone like this. And in doing so, no doubt you'll be touching many hearts within this album called Solaris. And it's available everywhere, right? People can stream it pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, it can stream everywhere. And if you want to purchase a CD, you can email me through my website. It's also available and I can ship worldwide.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, and for your ongoing support.
We're going to play the song I See Myself in You right after Ser Saudade on Atlantic Access.
Sente um amor, sente a dor, sente saudade. Saudade, viver o amor, viver essa dor, viver em saudade, ser só saudade. Esse aperto que não passa, essa tristeza que me habita e que grita por você. Esse aperto que não passa, essa tristeza que me habita e que grita por você. see myself in you. I 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 see myself in you.
Atlantic Access Podcast is a presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca. And a side note that Ana Luisa Ramos and her husband Eric are planning to tour the Maritimes this September. And I can tell you they're planning to make Southeast New Brunswick, the Moncton area, a priority to get a show in. So keep an eye out for Ana and Eric coming soon. So moving on, we have a couple of new tunes to play for you as our bonus tracks this week. And we're hearing from a band from Prince Edward Island, an indie rock outfit, four-piece, that are just starting to make waves, showing lots of promise with a brand new single. It's called This Emotion. And so we'll hear from Magnolia right after the latest from Mike Byrne. Mike has been featured on our podcast before. You want to look him up. We did a feature on him just last year. Well, he's released a new single. This multi-award-winning Indigenous artist from Northern New Brunswick has just released the new song, New World, now on Atlantic Access.
Carry the love into our lives. Carry your heart.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.